Yo me mantengo en la pelea, dice.
Ha pasado el tiempo yo.
Claro que sí.
Me mantengo mi hermanito.
CKUT 90.3 with your host Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tia, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
KT90.3 FM. How you doing, Montreal? How you doing, world? Another edition of the Weekend Groove is coming at you live and direct from the city of Mount Real, that is otherwise known as Montreal. My name is Mr. Mikey Don. He is Mr. Everton, or DJ Everton Green, and we are your Weekend Groove crew. We're gonna take you up to the midnight hour, giving you the goods. I'm just gonna leave it like that. The goods. Got a whole lot of new music for you. Got an interview at the bottom of this hour with an artist from out of Toronto called Jordana of Earth. So we're gonna chit chat with her, and we'll be doing that live on the air as well as on Instagram. So if you're following us on Instagram at Weekend Groove, you can tune into that simultaneously. All right. Hope you had yourself a beautiful week, and looking forward to a beautiful weekend, whether you're working or not, like some of us. We just gonna enjoy this next 2 hours as we kick off the weekend for you. I got so much stuff on my mind, I'm not even sure where to start. All right, so you know what, let me start with the new music. So last week 7th Street dropped her album Drunken Words Sober Thoughts. I'm still not sold on that. I see a lot of people going on about it, and there's a couple tracks that have already been released. I gotta really, you know, listen to it again to say what I really think. Right now, I ain't feeling it too much. Nor am I feeling that new Anne-Marie called Hate Love. Ain't nothing standing out there for me either, so we're gonna leave it at that. This week, 3 albums dropped. One from Montreal's own Salen. She did her show earlier today. Album called Cosmic Island, so looking forward to that. I haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet. Then we have Neo with her new album called And Then Life Was Beautiful. Haven't had a chance to listen to that, but I'm gonna save the best for last. Anthony Hamilton, Soul Brother number 1. It's like church when you listen to him. His album dropped called Love Is the New Black, and he did not disappoint. And of course, I got something from that track, from that album. I got a track on there for you. All right, so I'll be dropping that after the interview. So definitely, there's music out there to find. All right, so keep it locked. Look out for that. I got hope. I got some new stuff. Everton got some new stuff. So we gonna take care of you. All right, don't fear. We got you. Earlier this week, twice this week, I actually went out. So Sunday, I went to a show called Word Sound Poetry, featured, I'm trying to remember now. So you had Rowan Higgins, Kim Dominic Ferguson, and another lady, I can't remember her name, Spanish lady. It was real nice spoken word, mix of spoken word and some comedy and whatnot, hosted by Kitty Catalyst. And I gotta say, you know what, I'm Montreal people, if you're vaccinated, or get your vaccine so you can go out, right? Because you know what? The people didn't come out to support, but the performers did their thing, so applaud them as well. And then I went to the Pop Montreal show on Wednesday night at La Sala Rosa. Saw Karen Sandoval, can't remember her last name, it's a double last name, Wayne Tennant, and Aza. I'm so glad I got out to that show. I'm really, as I told Wayne, I'm really looking forward to his album that's dropping in October, because he did a few tracks from there and straight up fire, can't lie. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Love the vibe. I love the whole show. Big up to him and his whole band. They remixed What Led Me To You, and I was just like, damn, y'all need to cut that as a record. Then we had Aza. First time seeing her perform live, and she did not disappoint at all. Love her show. And she got a new track coming out as well, so I got to hit her up, make sure I get the proper name of that one, and got to feature it for you guys soon. All right. Speaking of which, also, we got there's all kind of stuff. I'm going to stay with Montreal first. I got to shout out Susie Q. She's got the CIBC Run for the Cure taking place next week at Parc René Lévesque, October 3rd. And it's an annual thing that she does. So if you want to check her out, look her up on Susie Perch on Facebook and SunCloud on Instagram, and you can get some information on her and support that cause. They got sweat hoodies and all of that that you can purchase to help support that cause, and you know, do your thing, run for the cure. I don't even know how many years it is now that she's doing that, but she's been doing it a while. By way of concerts coming our way next Friday, I'm so perturbed. Emotional Oranges will be at L'Astral next Friday, October 1st. I didn't realize October 1st is next week. Like, damn. So they're going to be at L'Astral October 1st. Then you have Justine Sky going to be in Toronto at the Adelaide Music City Hall October 7th. Then you've got Tiana Taylor is going to be doing her farewell tour at a venue called History in Toronto on November 18th. But the show that I'm most perturbed about that I cannot attend, because the other ones I could if I really, really wanted to, is Ledisi. She's got the wild card tour, and she's going to be in Newark, New Jersey on October 23rd with opening acts Kenyon Dixon and Music Soul Child. And I'm just like, it's a wrap. I can't drive down there. I ain't flying down there, but I need to get to the show. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. But you know what? I'm going to reach out. I've been avoiding it. Well, just delaying, but I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of other artists. Like Kenyon Dixon, I'm going to see if I can tie him down for an interview so we can get to know him a little bit more, because, you know, I played almost every song on his album at one point this year, so we're going to do that. Right about now, I'm going to cut to the chase, get out of the, stop talking, we got music for you, most definitely. First track is something brand new, courtesy of Miss Alicia Keys, featuring Swae Lee, brand spanking new for you. This track is called Lala, and we gonna do the do, right? So keep it loud, don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM. Mr. Mikey Don alongside Mr. Everton Green. And if you want to follow us on the social media, at Weekend Groove on Twitter, on Instagram, and facebook.com/TheWeekendGroove on Facebook. All right, so keep it loud, don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
Hi, this is Desi DeLauro, and you're listening to Weekend Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To mention skin like whiskey, she's cold like on the rocks. I still know smoking Zaza.
Like the incense, lose attention, feel like heaven. Must mix with a vodka. Feelings get lost in the light.
Happy but you're unhappy. So valid. I'm ready when you're ready. Don't you know I can be so deadly?
Try not to think what you made me. It's just a cheap thing, baby. Now that my satin sheets are laying.
Walk through the door, there you were. Bought you Louis Fendi, etc. to just put you on my schedule.
Like the incense, not to mention skin like whiskey. She's cold like on the rocks. I'm still low smoking Zaza.
Like the incense, those attention feel like heaven. Lost mixed with a vodka. Fight it will be so ridiculous. I'm ready when you're ready. Someone watching will be so jealous.
I try not to think what you made me. It's just a G thing, baby. All in my satin sheets, you're laying.
Put it on me like you said you was. Felt so hard like you said you was.
Skin like whiskey. She's cold like on the rocks. I still love smoking Zaza.
Incense, those attention feel like heaven. Lost mixed with a vodka.
Mixed up in the feeling. let him ball.
No, 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 let him.
The things we do, don't tell at all.
No, 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 let him.
You got that midnight charm. I got that midnight charm. Took you out of the streets. Kept you in between the sheets. So baby, tell me.
If all my actions won't let us grow, yeah. You've been sitting here thinking it's all been kosher, but you've been salty. I feel like I don't know you, and I don't wanna leave. But you're just a lie for me. And all these apologies are adding up. Yeah. Where do I begin? Get better off as friends. I hate to see you fall, but love to see you win. Pictures on my phone remind me of your lips. I love the way you felt, but still I'm on the fence. Oh, Stacy.
our chances, a lost romantic, searching for love again. Oh, Stacy, where do I begin? Should I take my chances, a lost romantic, searching for love again?
On some bush last night. Now it's my turn. I can't handle being played. I would've did whatever for you anyway. Got my head all fucked up, but I probably caused this shit.
Vinci with a track called Let It Be. Before that, John Vinyl with a track called Stacy, something brand new from him. Kirby with Break Her Heart for Me. Genevieve with Midnight Char. Holly Sounds with Good Enough. Dylan Reese featuring Music Soul Child with Lose Your Love. Alicia Keys with Sway Lee, brand new for you with La La. Right about now, gonna drop something brand new again for you. Maxi Priest featuring Tedison Jam and Taddy P with his interpretation, his version of Leave the Door Open. All right, so keep it locked. I'm going to wait to groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM, as we keep the vibe going. Got a couple minutes before we hit the airwaves with this Jordana of Earth as we go live on Instagram and on the air. All right, so a little something for you, courtesy of Maxi Priest. A little reggae vibe.
Maxi Priest, alongside Tedison Jam. This one's for the ladies.
When you got plans, don't say that. I'm sipping wine in a row. I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm. I'm shaved. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? Yeah, you play no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. I won't bite unless you like, and if you smoke, I got that haze, and if you're hungry, girl, I've got filet. Oh, baby, don't keep me. There's so much love we could be making. I'm talking kissing, hugging, rose petals in the bathtub. Let's jump in, it's bubbly. Yeah, you're playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you're trying to lay it
Gotta love this remix, courtesy of Maxi Priest for ya. I gotta shout out Selecta Jinx for blessing me with this one. I didn't know this one exists. I know there's another remix, courtesy of, well, it's a reggae remix of the original with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, but that is how it goes. Just loving this jam. I'm glad, Emmanuel, how you doing? Glad you like this. Right about now, just before we bring on our special guest, that goes by the name of Jordana of Earth. I'm going to drop one of the tracks that she's got out there. This one is called High. All right, so keep a lot. Don't go away. It's a groove right here. In a few minutes, we're going to have Miss Jordana joining us live on here. All right, keep a lot.
I've been 10 times down the same road, living my life on my own, biding my time, keeping it low. But with you, I'm in a new flow. You get me so
is the voice of Toronto's own Jordana of Earth, and so that's one of her singles leading up to her upcoming EP, and we got her live. Hang on a second. Give me a little mic check there, Jordana. Can I say something? Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
All right.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Friday. I love Fridays. Fridays is music therapy for me.
Yeah, man.
So you back in Toronto? I'm assuming?
I am.
All right. So I say that for those who don't know. So she was recently in Montreal working on her upcoming EP or album, which a bit of both.
A bit of both, actually. I'm working on an EP and an album, like a little bit simultaneously.
Okay.
Which is maybe crazy, but that's what I'm doing. So.
And so... first of all, let's introduce you to our listeners. So, Jordana of Earth, I'm going to call you a multi-creative because from what I see, you do art, video, music, multi-talented. And so you do all of that on top of music. And I think music is the newest endeavor that you've engaged in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
the newest and the oldest in a way. Okay. It's definitely always been sort of like a bit of a seed throughout my whole life, but yeah. Newest within this project and within more of like a I guess as like a focused project as an adult, I would say, but like it really carried through my life growing up.
Okay, so you're doing something that not many artists do. You're doing from like sort of like A to Z. You're producing, singing, songwriting, all of that. And how is that for you as I'll call you new to the scene of to jump in and actually be doing all of that at once? How do you find that process, that whole process?
It's exciting. I don't know. It's interesting. It's exactly what I wanted to do. So I don't really know any other way. Like, it just kind of is. Okay. It is what it is in a way.
So
that being said, I do collaborate with a lot of people also.
Yeah. So in this whole process, so let's say start of the pandemic, you actually started putting out music and working with some actual notable people. How was that whole? What happened before that, and how did you find the transition to doing that for yourself?
I guess before that, I was very much a visual artist, and then also sort of working in sound as a medium, just sort of into my other work. I was doing a lot of like sculptural installation and whatnot, and I've always been involved in the Toronto music scene. I know a lot of musicians, a lot of my friends are musicians. So once I started making music and sort of producing, it started with beats. I guess I started making my own instrumentals. And then, you know, I always sang years ago when I was younger, and then there was sort of a gap, and then I brought my vocals into this project, which started more as like an art project. And so like working with these people that are a little more influential in the city, it was mostly just like a connection based thing of like people, they were friends of mine, like people that I knew, you know?
Don't be shy
like
to name drop. Cover. If you want a name drop, go ahead.
well, I guess like the first singles that I released were written in a session with Jeff Craig and Rainer Miller Blanchet. So both of them have each worked with some pretty notable artists, like Gel Division on their production team. And Rainer has worked with The Weeknd, and like I'm working right now with producers like Beth and Yours Truly, and you know, they've been working with a number of artists like both in the Toronto scene and elsewhere, along with like hella other people that I've been working with. I don't know, like it's just kind of been like a cool fun thing that has sort of I've been bringing to it something that people are vibing with, which is the most interesting and most exciting part for me.
Okay.
You know?
So in light of everything going on, this pandemic we're going through right now, as an artist, are you jonesing to get on stage to perform the stuff that you're working on, or you're okay just recording for now? How are you feeling about all that?
I'm feeling like 50-50 on that. So, yeah. And the reason why is because on the one hand, I'm like, I'm very zoned in on my work right now, and I'm very, very much like in a bit of a writing phase at the moment. That being said, right before the pandemic hit, I was sort of in an incubation period of, you know, I had just been writing, and then I was sort of ready to start playing more shows and start performing. But as time has gone on, especially since I've sort of been developing this project, I think that the scope of my performance has changed for me a little bit, in that I want it to be, I'm sort of bringing it back to like the multidisciplinary route that it came from, I guess.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I want there to be visuals, I want there to be all of these other aspects to that performance that are a little more curated. Okay. So I'm definitely down to do shows. I'm definitely excited about that. But I think that if there's going to be like a bigger debut type of moment that I'm going to really be trying to hype and like make happen, it's going to be more involved than I had expected it to be. Okay. I think maybe a year or so ago.
Well, you know, you guys in Toronto, I'll say you're lucky, because most of the major concerts go to you guys. We don't get too much here in Montreal, yeah. unfortunately. And so it's like I'm looking at concert dates and I'm like, damn, you know, I'm checking my work schedule because I want to see if I can make the jump down to Toronto. You've got Justine Skye coming down there. Tiana Taylor's coming down in November.
Yeah.
And there's a few others. And I'm just like, man, they always leave in Montreal out. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. Because I'm actually glad that things are opening up. I went to a show on Wednesday. And so it was really nice to actually get out and see live performances, because it's been so long and I love the whole live performance aspect of music. So I don't like asking artists to sort of categorize their music, but who were your major influences music-wise as you were growing up and your listening tastes and all of that? How did that evolve for you?
It's interesting because I would say that even though my genre right now sits more within like an R&B, like leaning to like electropop type of vibe, mm-hmm. The artists that I grew up with, my music tastes are very diverse.
Okay.
First of all. So like growing up, they were all over the place. Like as like a young kid, it was like, you know, a lot of pop music, like love like Spice Girls. And then I went to like heavy like punk music and psychedelic stuff. And I think that like the kind of dreamy psychedelic aspect has been like the main thing that has carried through my favorite artists.
Okay.
So there's always been sort of that element. So it's like as like classic rock, it would be maybe Pink Floyd, and then it would move into more sort of experimental sound stuff like Radiohead and like Aphex Twin and things like that. Like, and that was sort of what brought me to making instrumentals, I guess.
Okay.
And then always listen to like hip hop and R&B and pop music sort of just as music that I liked.
Yeah.
But I think that I, as an artist, like I carried forward that more of like a interest in experimental sound. Like I'm not afraid to sort of play around a little bit.
Okay. And when listening to your music, you can hear some of the influences there. So you were, just for people who may not know this, you actually studied here in Montreal. You were at McGill?
I did.
Yeah. So what did
I was at Concordia.
Concordia. Okay. That's even better.
I was at Concordia.
That's even better. So what were you doing at Concordia? What were you studying there?
I graduated with a Bachelor in Fine Arts. So I was in the Fine Arts program. I focused in drawing and sculpture mostly.
Okay.
But within that, I was doing a lot of installation and then simultaneously studying a lot of mythology and a lot of philosophy also.
So is that where the name comes from, the Jordana of Earth?
Yeah, you're not far off. A little bit. Yeah, definitely.
So I like how I always ask people about their names when I find it's somewhat unique. And Jordana of Earth, when the first time when you reached out, I went, so of Earth as opposed to, you know, but so it was cool. And then
that's the question, right? Yeah. Like, as opposed to where?
Yes. you know, like your music is, how do I put this? I like your music is definitely a cross section of genres. There's a bit of neo soul in there, and then, as you said, you know, it touches on a few different things. So let's drop your latest single called Push Up. I don't know if you have any background you want to give them on that, this song.
Sure, yeah. I mean, like, for this song, I was sort of like, So I've been working with, over time, one of the producers that I work with. His name is Cabbage. He's like a really cool, talented guy. And he has been throwing me these sort of like, he knows that I like the more like retro style beats, like kind of like 90s, like R&B style beats.
Yeah.
And I was like, give me some like Aaliyah shit. Like, give me some that's like, but like a little bit different. So like, I want it to be kind of like Alien, like a little bit weird, but like also kind of 90s, you know, like in like that sort of like heavy hitting vibe.
Yeah.
It was sort of like, we went with sort of a style initially. And then from there, the song it carried forward into this concept that I would think sort of contemporary as well as like still within that style.
Yeah.
And that like I'm using a lot of slang, like even just the term push up in itself, it's like, why are you pushing up on me? Like please get out of my space. Like okay. please get out of my zone. Like
yeah.
This is like a little too much, you know? Yeah. So the concept of it developed in its own way. In okay. real life.
So you it's a new slang for social distancing.
No, not really.
All right, so
I don't mean it like that. It's more know, like it's more of like a romantic thing where yeah. it's just like I don't know, like somebody who's like not being real, mm-hmm. but who's I guess like yeah, okay, so this is the way to put it. Sort of like somebody who's like really pushing up on you in the sense that like they're very forward. Mm-hmm. They're appearing as though to be very forthright with you, mm-hmm. but they're very much not. Like they're very fake.
They're
just like yeah.
Okay. All right. We grown up here, right? So we can talk. You know, relationships.
But I'm like, can I curse? Like, I don't know what I can say on this show.
We're community radio, and I, you know what? You can if you need to. If it helps you express what you need to, then go ahead. Right.
Okay.
So they can hold me responsible for what I say. They don't have to hold you responsible.
Okay, okay.
So don't worry about it. So right about now, we're going to feature the current single from Jordana of Earth called Push Up. Where can they find this on all streaming platforms? And
on all streaming, yeah. So you okay. can find it on Spotify, on Apple, whatever you got.
Okay. All right. So just take a listen to this. We're going to come back to her after this track. All right. So keep it loud. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM.
How did you get that way? How did you get that way? You're acting like a fool, boy. Working hard to find out, no, why you don't walk away. Feeling it all.
Interrupt this just a little bit. So that's your latest single, right? And yeah, I got your volumes up. That's your latest single, and as you said, you're working on an EP and an album at the same time. So do you have like I'm doing some work in the music industry as well, in the music business, producing some music, and it is so damn frustrating. So I don't even want to ask you if you actually have a timeline for it, because timelines just seem to be you know, promises in the wind.
Yeah. Well, I think that's maybe why both. That's mm-hmm. why I'm doing both, kind of.
Okay.
Is because, like, the EP is... So I already have a lot of the work done, and I'm okay. producing the vocals myself. And so that, at least to me, is like a manageable project, but also like an interesting project for me, where it's like I've done some of my own production mm-hmm. on the things that I've released, but okay. a lot of that has sort of still been under wraps. So that to me is the sooner project that's probably gonna be released, like within the next few months. And the album is like anywhere from like, I would say 12 to 16 months, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, see, but like you said, it's difficult to know.
That's so, see, when I hear 12 to 16 months, I'm just like, man, you know how much stuff I could get? It does. like the first project that I ever worked on, it took over a year and it just frustrated me. And now I'm working on another project, and I don't know, I guess I can blame COVID a little bit, because getting in studio and doing other things is just really frustrating. But I just want to get stuff done, you know, because I got like three computers actually in front of me. Right. So I'm tweeting on one, I'm playing music on another, and then this one is not actually being used in front of me. But so I multitask all the time. So when I'm doing stuff, I want to, you know, finish something so I can focus on something else. And this whole music production thing is just a monumental pain in the ass. because it just doesn't go at the like, you know, you plan out stuff and then it's just everything's just shifting. It's always moving. So congratulations on your music, by the way. I'm loving the vibe on your music. And as you know, if you listen to our show, it's all about the vibe, the groove for me. Everything. I, like you, I have a very eclectic taste for music. So, you know, and I'm going to be doing something on Clubhouse soon. I have a friend of mine. We were getting to a discussion about R&B music then and now. And, you know, there's a meme that says that if you listen to 90s R&B music, you stick to your woman, and the R&B music from nowadays makes you want to cheat on your woman, right? So, but she's saying it's the reverse. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to discuss this because it's not, that's not how it works. But, you know, so there's,
that's a cool discussion. I want to hear that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. So definitely when I know that's happening, I'll let you know for sure. But, you know, because again, lyrically, music has changed over the years as to what the subject matters and what they talk about. And for me, it's very music. As much as I love music, I always push for the I listen to the lyrics, too. Right, because I think that nice to have a great beat, but then if the lyrics are just garbage, then it doesn't work. But when you have, you know, proper lyrics going with it, then absolutely, and especially when you can tell a story or share a real vibe. So for me, you know, the whole neo soul, just the transition to neo soul, just hooked me. Like, I love my music. I'm Jamaican.
Yeah.
I started out loving, I was a dancehall reggae person. I still am, right? Yeah. But once I started on radio and really got into the R&B stuff, and then Neo Soul came out, and I'll say my first Neo Soul track that hooked me, you might be too young for this, but Music Soul Child from the soundtrack of Boomerang, he had the song called Just Friends. That, to me, kicked off the whole neo soul. You gotta look it up.
I will.
Yeah, well, you know what,
I love a good record.
Well, if you listen next week, we do old school every the first Friday of every month, so thanks. You never know, I might have to drop it now that I mentioned it. So, but just the way music has developed, you know, I'm just loving it. Although there is some music that I scratch my head to and like, what the hell, who put money behind this? But okay. So
there's someone out there listening, I guess.
Yeah, there's people out. Yeah, there's people. I mean, there's everything has an audience, right? And if they didn't, you know, but every music has an audience, and then when you're blending stuff, it's even that much greater. So I see Manny. Thank you, Manny. Manny says he's listening live on radio. Keep it up. So shout out to Manny for that. And we got a few people locked in. So you know, let the people know where they can, how they can find you on social media, how they can find your music.
You can find my music on Spotify. So that's okay. The main thing. Following me on Spotify would be great. at Jordana of Earth. So that's three words on Spotify. That's one word on Instagram if you want to follow me on socials or on Twitter or on anything else. But you can also find me on Apple Music. You can find me, if you don't have any streaming and you just want to like check out my stuff, you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Amazon Music, on pretty much any platform that's available. And that's Jordana of Earth.
And do you have any videos for any of your music so far?
I do, yeah. I shot a video. I have a few videos. So okay. I have a couple of visualizers. I have a few videos. But the main one that you should check out probably is for a single that I released last, I think it was February, called Tell Me. It's produced by Caleb LESG. Mm-hmm. And it's a very like vibey R&B track, and you can find that on YouTube. Okay. There's like a really killer guitar solo at the end.
Nice.
A really nice car.
Guitar solo. Yeah.
Yeah, like a nice vintage car. It's like late at night in Toronto. It's just a big vibe. You should check it out.
All right. So right now your current single is Push Up. Do you have something in the works coming up after that, or it's the actual EP that'll be the next thing that will be dropped?
I do. I have a couple songs coming up. Okay. So my next song is sort of following up on the on Push Up, like in terms of the story that it tells.
Okay.
So it's sort of like following this sort of like relationship vibe that's like a little bit tense, I guess. Okay. And so the next song that's coming up is called Message You Back, and that should be coming back, or should be coming back, should be coming out in like maybe 3-4 weeks, I think, pretty soon.
All right, looking forward to that.
Exactly, so it's coming out. Yeah, but if you follow me on Spotify, then you should be getting updates of all like my recent releases and anything upcoming.
We'll do that. And just for a little insider thing for a lot of people who have streaming, one of the best ways you can assist your favorite artist when it comes to helping them to get noticed is create playlists and include your favorite artists, local artists, whatever you want to call it, Canadian talent, whatever, include them with the other bigger names in your playlist. And the more these artists get included in playlists, then it affects the Spotify and, you know, the other algorithms. And it also raises the eyebrows of the people who curate for Spotify. So you can get your favorite artists on upcoming, on a next, you know, on the bigger playlist, which is just, it's just great for the artists. If you're supporting your local artist, put them in a playlist with all the bigger names, or into a playlist that you listen to on a regular, and so they get that rotation. Yeah, so it's one thing to like them, but you need to also put them in a playlist that you have that's like your go-to. So whether you're at the gym, wherever it is, when you're listening, that their song is in there and it gets played. That's one of the major ways, as you know, anybody listening to the radio, if you want to support your local talent, do that. If you got Spotify, if you got, you know, Apple, whatever, Amazon Music, Tidal, whatever, create that playlist and put them in there with the other big name people that don't give a damn about you, that are getting the millions of play anyways, and they don't need your play, but you want to put your local artists in there. So that's a key way to support them. Right, so Jordana of Earth, three words on most places, on social media, one, no spaces.
Yes.
So anything you want to give a shout out, you want to holler at anybody before we go?
I would like to give a special shout out to two people, to Chris Savage, who just produced my last track, Push Up, we're featuring tonight. And my next one, Message You Back. And then also to yours truly, who I've been working with heavily, and we have an upcoming EP also. EP album, not sure. But a lot of projects, and it's going to be very dope, so keep an eye out.
All right. Well, I thank you for reaching out. I thank you for coming on. Continue making music.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Friday night, as I said, it's therapy. So it's great if your music touches somebody and makes the weekend, or makes a shitty week into a good week. Perfect. All right. So I'm grateful for all the artists out there making music. I'm so glad that it didn't die down during this pandemic, that actually a whole lot of music came out during this pandemic, which was surprising, but we adapted and music is coming out. So thank you to all you creatives out there. Keep doing what you do.
All right. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
No problem. Anytime. So when you got the EP or any other thing, just holler and we can do this again.
Okay, sounds good. I will. Definitely.
Thank you. Right about now, we're going to jump into Side, something brand new courtesy of Mr. Anthony Hamilton. He's got his brand new CD album called Love is the New Black, and he's got a track called Real Love with the one and only Rick Ross, Rosé, and he's going to, he's got a few tracks on this, so I'm going to drop this one for you, and I'm going to say, yo, peace, deuces. To everybody out there, thank you for tuning in to this live, and I'm going to have a few more of them as we go. I'm going to be reaching out to other independent artists here in Canada and the US and try to get some more feedback for you, so you can always follow them and support them as well. All right, so keep it locked. It's a groove, a little Anthony Hamilton for you. And for your Instagram folks, thank you so much for tuning in. All right, until next time.
You better hold tight. Real love, the kind you dream of, comes once in your life. Real love, the kind worth heaven, you gotta hold tight. Real love, real love, real love. Showed me the way, and I was a child in younger bloom, and I just wanted to make you proud. I pictured you there in the crowd, and the bright lights to you none could compare. Cause you believe. Oh,
real love, real the kind you dream of, comes once in your life.
Come once in your life.
Real love, the kind worth heaven, you've got a whole time. Take a hot shower on a cold night. Ralph Lauren, yeah, I used to be a low life. Now we out in Dubai chilling on warm days. She rocking cornrows and I'm so amazed. Cartier bracelets for every court case. She looking like a movie, yeah, Scorsese. Trying to build a mansion out in Little Haiti. Gray Mercedes, Slay Milady. Bell Harbor, Horodale, maybe. Real love, all I want is real love. Call it forensic files cause I'ma kill some. Baby girl, I'ma kill some. I'ma eat you out and I'ma kill some. Boss.
Yeah, that's the voice of Anthony Hamilton alongside Mr. Rick Ross, Rosé, in the building off a brand new CD album called Love is the New Black. Right about now, I don't want to infringe any further on Mr. Everton Green's time, so we're going to just drop a little something for you. Going to get into his mix. First up, we got artist goes by the name of Netta. Netta Brielle, and this track is called Missing You. All right, so keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM.
The Weekend Groove 90.3 FM.
This is DJ Everton Green.